For calling customer service. My name is Brianda. May I please have the zip code?
So your name is Maria?
No, my name is Brianda.
Brianna. Okay. Look, I'm calling about a. I saw this here on my bill here, Inspired Body Gadgets, and I'm curious, what is that?
I can take a look. I need your zip code if you don't mind by providing it to me.
62205.
Thank you, ma'am. Please have the first and last name.
Ralph Marcano.
Thank you for information. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
712 North 26th Street.
Thank you for information. We have you for the Elite Rise. And the pump, it looks like these are for, let me take a look. The male enhancement products.
Okay, ma'am, could you do me a favor? Could you spell your last name for me, please?
I'm not allowed to provide you my last name, but my name is Brianna J.
It's Brianna.
Brenna.
Well, that's kind of wild. You're not okay, but you asked for all my information. But okay, Brianna J. All right. Well, look at here. I never did order no pump. Okay. Now I did. They had a trial thing on those pills, but it never did go through. My charge card kicked it back, so they didn't recognize the company. Okay, so what happened was, so wow, that's weird. The next thing I know, I received it in the mail. So I called the company, and what they did was, they said, "No, well, we don't have you on record." So now I see right here, I'm looking on my charge card, or my charge statement, and it's showing a hundred and some bucks for each item. No, it was only just shipping and handling for the first thing. So that let me know then, hey, there's some kind of ripoff here.
Okay, and you stated that you contacted your charge card?
No, I haven't, but I am going to contact them. What I said is that they had a little trial thing, so you had to pay shipping and handling. Okay. Well, when I put my information in, my charge card, it came and it just kicked it off. Said, hey, they don't recognize that. So, well, one day I received this product in the mail. So after I received the product in the mail, no bill or anything like that. So what I did, I called to, I said, well, hey, I'm just going to cancel this here. Well, when I called the woman, she said she didn't have no record of me or nothing. So I said, well, what do you want me to do with this product? I said, well, you just keep it then. Well, about a week ago, I received another one in the mail. So what the hell's going on here? So I ends up, I call and I got the person, and she did see that. Now, she said that she saw that there was a pump on there. So I said, well, what the hell is a pump? So she explained that to me. I said, no, I didn't order no pump. That's a ripoff there. So she said, okay, well, I tell you what. I said, well, what do you want me to do with this product? Well, you can keep it, but they're going to charge me $100-some for a bottle of this stuff here.
Yes,
It's not worth that. That's bull crap.
it's a monthly subscription, but what I can do for your account has already been canceled. As a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund.
No, it ain't gonna be no 35% refund, because this product I got, I still got it in the package, and I'll send that back to you all. Now, that first thing, it wasn't none of my fault that I called and canceled the thing, and they did not do that because they said that they didn't even have no record of me. So what's going on? You see what I'm saying? All this here mumbo jumbo stuff. You talking about 35%? No, I got two things on my account for 100-some bucks. That's $200-some there.
Now, the best option I can do is a 50% refund. That's half your money back.
No, well, ma'am, I'm just letting you know, Miss Brianna, and only thing I'm going to do, I'm going to call my charge card, and I'm going to explain the same situation to them that I'm explaining to you, and they're going to take that off my bill. Automatically know they're going to do that.
Okay, now the best option I can do, with a 75%, I understand about your charge card, but we are going to provide them with the information that you agreed upon.
Well, the thing is, I did not agree upon no pump. The only thing I agreed upon was a trial thing on that little first bottle. And I thought it was just herbs and stuff, And then after that, they say, you've got X amount of time to call and cancel. And see, my charge card is going to have all that information when I did initially first do it, and they rejected it. But somehow it went through. Or either they just sent this to me because they had my address and everything. I mean, the charge card, they're going to check the stuff out, and they're going to see where they did stop it from the beginning, and I got it anyway. Then after that, then they sent me another, and now this is when this stuff shows up on my card here. So,
I can see what I can do. Just hang on the
well,
line for me, okay?
okay, well, hold tight now. This second bottle, I can send that back to you all.
You can keep
Now,
it. I'm gonna see what I can do. Just hang on the line for me.
okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so what I went ahead and did for you is I went ahead and got your account canceled and refunded. It already was canceled. I went ahead and issued a full refund, so it'll reflect back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And if you haven't received your cancellation confirmation from the last call, I can provide it to you today.
She gave me the reference number, but you can give me that again. I got it wrote down on another piece of paper, so I'll just take it again.
It's C as in Charlie, 145924.
So now, so you're going to cancel what? How much are you going to cancel?
I'm going to issue a refund of 109.97 and 109.94.
So that's 200 some bucks, right?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Now you want me to send y'all that shipping and handling thing there?
You
Because it
said
was just a trial thing at first. You had to pay for shipping and handling.
yes.
And so when I called to do that, they said they didn't have no record of me. So.
You paid for the shipping and handling. You started trial with us. You paid for the shipping and handling. It was the 14-day trial period. If you was unsatisfied with the product or did not want to receive it anymore, you were supposed to be canceled within the trial period. But if you did not call and cancel, you was billed for the end of the trial charge.
Well, see, that's what happened. When I called, the woman said they didn't even have no record of my stuff there. I said, well, that don't make no sense. So I got the product here. And that's the thing that was really confusing to me. And so that's when she went on and, she told me don't even worry about it. We just keep it. Well, once they sent that second bottle, I said, well, what's going on? And that's when she looked it up. She saw it. Boom. So she canceled the thing there. But, she didn't say anything about no refund or anything. I didn't realize it. I just looked at my bill today. Well, last night, I saw that on there. And I didn't know what it was there. So you're going to offer me a full refund?
Yes, I'm offer your full refund.
Okay, Miss Brianna, I thank you. And you say how many days it's going to take to show up?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, ma'am. I don't know if you can give me that information, but why is that like that though?
You said what? Repeat that information.
I said, why is it that number one, my credit card, it rejected it, and then I still got the product. Why is that?
And well, your car, it didn't reject on our end.
Well, I received a notice that don't even recognize that company there, and it did not go through. Because if it would have went through, I would have received something on my email pertaining to that, and I didn't receive anything. And that's why I didn't even think of it. And so once I received it, and then later on, that's when I called to cancel it, and the woman said they didn't even have no record of me. I said, well, I don't know what's going on here. So, okay, ma'am, I appreciate that, and I'll be looking forward to my refund 2 to 5 business days.
Yes, sir.
And young lady, you have a blessed weekend there coming up.
Same to you, sir, and be safe.
You too, ma'am. Take care now. Thank you.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.